Valvag could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hey, hey.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good, and for full disclosure, it's mostly, well, it's entirely in that today. We're not going to talk about any flicks. We'll just talk about that.
Yeah, sweet. That being like TV shows?
That being telly shows, yeah. I did go to the cinema last night to see something, but we'll save that for next week when it's out, the new Final Destination.
Oh, sweet. When it's out. Did you get a preview screening?
Yeah, there was an advanced screening last night. It's in general release from next Thursday, and the usual story of teasing people by letting folks like myself say they've seen it, but we're not allowed to talk about it. So let's stick to the stuff we can talk about. Today, I am very much in streaming TV land. Frequent listeners will know my adoration of writer, director, performer, actor, Nathan Fielder.
Right, of course.
From shows like The Curse or Nathan For You, his masterwork is on Neon at the moment.
Yes.
Playing with new episodes arriving each week. This is the rehearsal.
Oh, this is the rehearsal.
Yeah, this is the show that has the deceptionally simple premise that if only we could prepare for life's big moments by rehearsing them ad nauseum in advance and understanding exactly how we would feel at those times and gaming out all the ways it could go, then would be right as rain.
Yes.
I mean, it's a simple premise, but it's one that he's spending a ton of HBO's money to bring to life at an utterly absurd scale.
Yes, so I've heard. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very specific. Like, this is a friend of mine would describe this as shin-eating comedy.
I heard because he's trying to solve the problems, so there's no room. Or I think maybe he said it on an episode. I haven't watched. Just heard a little bit about it, but that he was saying that there's no room for jokes. He's just trying to figure out how to solve the problem.
He's just your ordinary Canadian man trying to solve the problems this season, trying to solve the problems with pilot communication in the cockpits to improve aeronautical safety. Yes. However, you'll quickly see from the examples I'm about to provide from the first few episodes of season two that it's about a lot more than that, and it's a lot weirder. Episode two last week, Fielder took Paramount Plus to task, a competing network, for taking an earlier episode of the show Nathan For You off their streaming service. That one episode saw him invent an outdoor apparel brand called Summit Ice to raise awareness of the Holocaust. It was pretty dicey TV at the time. Very funny, big swing.
But to
publicly go after the network that is not making this content available anymore, reenact himself sending emails to them politely wondering what's going on, and then to depict Paramount HQ as the Nazi stronghold of World War II. Yes, this is audacious. I love the show so much. This week's episode, he considered the case of Sully, the heroic pilot who landed a plane on the Hudson River.
Right.
And his rehearsal abilities to try and put himself in the life of Sully to understand him better. What that meant was that Nathan Fielder became a baby at one point. It was in a giant room scaled so that he would seem the size of an infant, and they had giant puppets being his parents, including breastfeeding him. I love the show so much. The conclusion to episode three, you've had time to watch it, so I'm just going to say it, was that an unexplained 23 seconds in the cockpit combined with mentions in Sully's memoir meant that Nathan Fielder could only conclude that he listened to the 23-second chorus of Evanescence's Bring Me Back to Life while composing himself to land a plane on a river.
Wait, so, what?
Yeah. Yeah, 23 seconds unaccounted for in the transcripts. The chorus of Evanescence's Bring Me Back to Life is exactly 23 seconds long. Sully mentions his love of music and iPods frequently in his memoir and also mentions Evanescence. Yes. So, I mean, it's all there, man. You just got to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
This sounds like I sound like a crazy person. This is a real show, and these things are really happening in it. You should watch the rehearsal. It's on Neon. Season one is also fantastic. It'll make a lot more sense if you start from the beginning, but you could kind of just jump into season two and be perplexed. It's perplexing all of us watching it anyway. So,
big swing, I'm an edge to try and describe any show by someone like Nathan Fielder. Hey,
yeah, pretty much. A lot simpler to describe is Rian Johnson's mystery series Poker Face. This comes back this Friday. This is streaming on TVNZ Plus, and the first three episodes drop Friday. Starring Natasha Lyonne, this show is kind of like an ode to the murder of the week, heroic drifter going from place to place shows of the 70s and 80s. Back at a time when TV didn't have to have, you know, mystery box kind of like tease drip feeding you little clues to puzzles, or didn't feel like it needed like a season long narrative, but actually just kind of the same thing happened each week and was resolved in different ways with different guest stars, but essentially
in 30 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. I love the show. Season one was a very refreshing dollop of television. There's real charm to it. Natasha Lyonne's a great lead, but it is like those shows of yesteryear, such a vehicle for its guest stars. And just to quickly rattle through who you're going to see in season two.
Yes, such as
Alia Shawkat, Awkwafina, BJ Novak, Method Man, Cynthia Erivo, Gabby Hoffman, Giancarlo Esposito, Haley Jo Osmond, Jason Ritter, John Cho, John Mulaney, Justin Theroux, Katie Holmes, Kevin Corrigan, Kamal Nanjiani, Melanie Linsky, Margot Martindale, Natasha Leggero, Patty Harrison, Rhea Perlman, Richard Kind, Sam, anyway, etc., etc. It's stacked. The first few episodes are really enjoyable. They see murders take place in and around a family of famous siblings who were raised as child stars by their momager, who's done a Swiftie on the Will, so things get a bit complicated.
Juju on their meat.
It's a technical term. Also a mortuary that's being used as a film set. It's a pretty good setting there. These environments just create really good backdrops. The structure of the show I like a lot in that it's less of a whodunit than a how catch 'em. Each episode starts, introduces these new characters, you see the crime carried out, time jumps backwards, and the show's hero, Charlie Kale, Natasha Lyonne, then you see how she gets involved in the case and starts trying to figure out what happened.
Yes.
Case? It's not a case. She's not a cop. She's not a private eye. She's just an everyday gal traveling around the US with an extrasensory ability to sense people's bullshit.
When she
does, she normally just says bullshit.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's got a good bullshit.
Snap.
We're going to wrap up in a moment, but I'll just quickly mention another show that's worth keeping an eye on as it rolls out. Having mentioned John Mulaney, he's got a show on Netflix called Everybody's Live with John Mulaney. He's invented this radical thing. It's a live thing that takes place, and you can watch it unfold in real time, like television.
Right. Like
but on a streamer, he's invented a live talk show.
He's doing live TV on Netflix?
Yeah, he's doing live TV on Netflix. Great guests, great musical performances. Seeing Kim Deal and Kim Gordon perform together was a real highlight this season. Last week he had the great John Cale on.
Is it like all the other talk shows that have been... Like
kind of, but he's
ones?
Insane. Right. And the way his brain works is very specific. He's got a background at SNL. He's got a background in being of, as he alludes to in his comedy a lot,
he's got a background in being insane,
an extremely heavy drug addict. Which is referred to frequently in the show. But I think he's just wired different. The style of comedy is very very unusual, but it's a talk show that kind of works, and even when it doesn't, maybe especially when it doesn't.
Yes.
It gets more interesting.
Right.
If you want to watch it live, it's live at the inconvenient time of 2 p.m. on Thursdays, New Zealand time, but you can just catch it up.
Is it Netflix?
On Netflix.
On Netflix?
Yeah, catch it up on Netflix whenever you feel like. It doesn't lose anything by watching it not live. you just lose the ability to phone in and talk on TV, but I'm not 100% sure that's legit anyway.
Yeah.
So check that out. So yeah, there's a few things to enjoy from the couch, and next week I'll be back to talk about Final Destination Bloodlines.
Sweet. And you'll have had an opportunity to watch it yourselves as well. Check that out.
Oh, Bloodlines. I can't wait to talk to people about this.
Sweet as. Well, we look forward to it, mate.
Awesome. Thanks for your time today.
No worries.
Listeners, see you next week.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.